Bit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Our friends Slingsby's have a massive announcement. They have been named as the official gin suppliers to the British and Irish Lions Tour 2017, the tour going to New Zealand. It is a massive sporting event and the Slingsby's name going to the other side of the world. Tom Harlan went down to the Spirit of Harrogate to get a bit more info.
That's an amazing thing to be part of, because British and Irish Lions rugby is a massive thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really big deal. I mean, it's once every 4 years. It is watched, televised all around the world, and especially with it being New Zealand and then the home nations, yeah. It's countries that are very predominantly rugby-based as well.
This is effectively, they pick the best players from the England rugby team, the Scotland, the Wales and the Irish rugby teams, don't they?
So it's going to be a really interesting tour. I think the Lions team have only ever beaten New Zealand once, and that was in the 70s.
So, big opportunity and a big thing for you guys at Spirit of Harrogate and Slingsby to be involved in. Now, what does it mean, being an official supplier? How does that work?
Well, what we're doing is we are supporting the Lions by providing Slingsby gin and vodka across many official Lions supporter events, both before the party leaves the Northern Hemisphere and also whilst they are travelling throughout New Zealand in June and July. So as we speak, tomorrow, myself, George and Dan are down in London doing one of the Lions supporter things. We're running a Slingsby bar down there. We've got some Lions-based cocktails as well as the signature serves. But one of them is the Lions Red. So we worked very hard and played around and very meticulous and managed to get the exact same shade of red as the colour kit for the Lions.
Amazing.
And the other one is an All Blacks one, which we've been experimenting using activated charcoal in to get the black of the All Blacks kit. But we also use Guinness in there as well, so it settles with a white head. So you get that black and white contrast like the All Black New Zealand kit.
So you mentioned earlier on that you're creating a special Lions gin. Now, you've been expanding the range because the Spirit of Harrogate and Slingsby gin, and you've been around for about a year and a half or so, haven't they? And the range has been expanding. So you started with your original, you've had your rhubarb, you've had your navy strength, you've had the vodka, but there's a new one on the way.
Yes, well, basically what we're doing is we are creating our own version of the gin for the Lions tour. So it's going to be similar to the navy strength gin, percentage wise and look wise. The bottle is going to be that black color, but we've got the Lions badge and logo on there, mixed in with our own, so it's completely different. We're going to have sort of tour editions, sort of like collector's editions, bottles that pays tributes to the whole tour, which is going to take the classic multi-award winning Slingsby navy strength gin and combine it with a tour edition design. Will include the cherished Lions crest set against the Lions red background.
Sounds brilliant. Sounds like it's going to be a great looking bottle of gin with the navy strength gin in there. And so that's the Lions gin tour edition, isn't it?
Yes, that is the Lions gin tour edition. And anyone thinking, oh, how, where, and when can I get this?
I need one of these.
Yeah, I need one of these right now. It will be available to purchase from our website and in store from the 28th of May. You're also currently able to register your interest in one of these bottles now. There is only a limited number, I believe 2017. So everyone needs to be as quick as possible if they want to get them, because they are going to sell like hotcakes.
So why have you decided to partner with the Lions for this tour then? It's, you know, it's... When I heard about this and I knew I was coming to talk to you about this, I was a bit surprised. Why have Slingsby chosen this? Why has the Spirit of Harrogate chosen this?
As I mentioned earlier on, we love working with sports teams anyway. The two managing directors and many of the staff are quite heavily invested in several sports, mainly rugby. We're quite a rugby-based company anyway. But the partnership itself is a perfect fit for Slingsby. Like the Lions, we seek to do things differently and look to follow a similar ethos. And we're extremely proud of who we are, but we also celebrate and respect others that we play against. We are proud of who we are, but we also like to celebrate other fellow gym companies. Last year, we forged the Yorkshire Gin Alliance, where like-minded companies join together. We want to grow the gin category as a whole and succeed together. We want to keep it in that growth bubble and keep it constantly pushing forward.
Gin's really popular at the moment, and there are a lot of producers in the Yorkshire area, especially around Harrogate, actually, not too distant kind of circumference of Harrogate. There are a lot of gin makers, and I was struck. I spoke to Marcus about a year ago, actually, when the gin was kind of first, and this shop was first opening, and I was struck by that because he did actually say, do you know what? We don't mind if these other gins are doing really well. We want gin to flourish and we want it to be on the scene around here. It's a great thing. And it's great that that fits together with the Lions. It's amazing that this is a partnership. It's amazing that a small, pretty small business from Harrogate has got this partnership and is growing so quickly, and this will put you on another platform. Alex, thank you so much for having me down here. I can't wait to see that bottle. I can't wait to see Slingsby around the tour as well. And just remind everyone where you are if they want to come down and reserve themselves a bottle of that Lions Gin Tour Edition.
So, as we mentioned, we are available on the website, wslingsby.co.uk, and also at Montpellier Parade, just to the left of Betty's, down the hill, just after the Blues Bar on the right-hand side.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.